Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for April 3rd to the 9th, 2010. The ruling Hamas party in Gaza announced this week it would implement death sentence of more than a dozen people as Israeli attacks on the West Bank and the siege on the Gaza Strip left one civilian dead and at least six others injured. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank with IMEMC's Jamila Hassoun.
Anti-wall nonviolent protests were organized on Friday in the villages of An-Nabi Saleh, north of Ramallah, Bilin and Nilin, central West Bank, as well as Al-Masra village, southern West Bank. Joining the villagers were international and Israeli activists. Troops used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets to counter the protests. In Bilin, soldiers used live rounds, injuring one civilian. A journalist from Bilin was arrested during the demonstration. On Thursday night, the Israeli military invaded Al-Masra village and threatened local organizers with detention if the anti-wall protests continue. At all three locations, the anti-wall protests were in commemoration of the April 19, 1948 Deir Yassin massacre. Etzel and Lehi Zionist military organizations attacked Deir Yassin, a village with about 750 Palestinian residents. These military organizations became part of the Israeli army when the country was officially recognized. Over 100 men, women, and children were systematically murdered. 53 orphan children were left along the wall of Jerusalem's Old City, where they were found by Miss Hind Husseini, who brought them to her home, which was to become the Dar El Tifl El Arbi orphanage. For IMEMC.org, this is Jamila Hassoun.
The ruling Hamas party in Gaza is to execute more than a dozen Palestinians accused of collaborating with the Israeli intelligence amidst calls to rescind its decision. Meanwhile, Hamas-Fatah dialogue is still deadlocked. IMEMC's George Shmawi has the latest.
At least 16 people are awaiting execution according to Hamas's decision. Most of those facing execution are Fatah-affiliated individuals whom Hamas has accused of collaborating with Israel, a capital offense under Hamas's legal standards. If Hamas carries out its scheduled executions, they will be the first in Gaza since 2005. While legal authorities in Gaza say the executions are consistent with the Palestinian law, independent legal bodies argue that only Palestinian president is the one who has the right to ratify such executions. On its part, Human Rights Watch has called on Hamas to rescind its decision of carrying out the executions. Human Rights Watch described the Hamas execution methods, death by firing squad or hanging, quote, inherently cruel and inhumane, end quote, and says the death sentences, which are handed down by military courts, quote, violate fair trial standards, end quote. Bill Van Isvelt is a spokesperson for the Human Rights Watch in Jerusalem.
Our concern is that these people seem to be being sentenced by military courts where basic due process and fair trial rights are not respected. We know of a case where a man says he was tortured and he produced a confession because he was tortured, and then the military court accepted that confession as evidence against him, and on the basis of that evidence they decided that he should be put to death. That's a very fundamental fair trial violation.
In another issue, the Israeli army has lifted a gag order on the case of a former military employee leaking top-secret documents to the press. The documents indicate Israel has been conducting assassinations of Palestinians in the West Bank. The Israeli human rights group B'Tselem accused the Israeli government of ignoring the seriousness of the information by only choosing to probe how the leak happened. The documents, which were given to an Israeli journalist by a soldier back in 2007, indicate that the military has ignored court orders to avoid targeted assassinations of Palestinians if an arrest is possible instead. The ex-soldier, who works as a journalist now, is on trial for espionage. The Israeli government has not indicated whether it's investigating violations of the court order or international human rights laws. Bill Van Isvelt is a Human Rights Watch representative in Jerusalem.
From the point of view of human rights law, if you have the possibility of detaining someone or of just injuring them in any way short of killing them, then you are obliged to do that. So a targeted assassination policy that just decides that any time someone comes into view, then it's okay to kill them. That policy itself is illegal and shouldn't be followed.
The military announced back in 2006 that given the opportunity, troops will arrest wanted Palestinians and not kill them. But Salim says they have documented many cases since then where Israeli troops handled arrest operations as if they were hit missions. On the internal Palestinian level, Hamas leadership in exile has revealed that Saudi Arabia is currently involved in mediation talks between Hamas and Fatah. The Hamas declaration came after the two parties have failed to reach a unity deal following a long series of mediation talks by Egyptian brokers. Hamas contends that the Egyptian paper for conciliation on which Fatah signed in October of last year needs to be modified in accordance with the original script drafted months before the signing. For IMEMC.org, this is George Bushmau.
This week, the Israeli military conducted at least 15 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During those attacks, troops injured 5 civilians and detained 22 others, including 6 children. Meanwhile, attacks on the besieged Gaza Strip were also reported this week. IMEMC's Ramil Mighari has the details.
A Palestinian man was found dead inside a tunnel at the Gaza Strip borders with Egypt. 18-year-old Bilal Abu Taha went missing along with 5 other workers as a tunnel at the southern Gaza Strip borders collapsed on them on Tuesday. 5 made it to the Egyptian side unharmed, while Abu Taha got it wrapped and was found dead on Thursday. Since Israel started its siege on the Gaza Strip back on June 2007, the tunnels at the borders with Egypt became the main source of much-needed supplies for the 1.5 million Palestinians living in the coastal enclave. With Abu Taha's death, the number of workers killed in tunnel accidents now reached 132. Also this week in Gaza, Israeli tanks and bulldozers invaded areas at the northern borders. Israeli tanks stationed near the border area opened fire at residential areas while bulldozers uprooted trees in nearby farmlands. No injuries were reported. However, tank shells caused damage to some houses in the area. In the West Bank, 2 Palestinian youth were injured on Thursday by Israeli troops during clashes erupted in the southern city of Beit Lahem. Both were moved to a hospital in the city, where doctors described their wounds as moderate. Also on Thursday, Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian residents in Hebron's Old City, southern West Bank, lightly injuring 4 people. On Wednesday, undercover Israeli soldiers, apparently using a stolen Palestinian car, opened fire at a group of men at the entrance to the village of Beita, north in West Bank, injuring 33-year-old Haytham Ouda before detaining him and the 3 other men. Troops later allowed a Palestinian ambulance crew to examine Ouda before he was taken away by the military. Internally, a homemade bomb exploded on Wednesday near the house of Fatah fighter located in the northern West Bank city of Tulkarem. The bomb targeted Hassan Abu Zaghab, an activist in the Al-Aqsa Brigades, the armed wing of the Fatah movement. However, he escaped unharmed. Thousands of Palestinian political detainees in Israeli jails began this week a hunger strike. According to the Center for Prisoners' Studies, around 8,000 Palestinian detainees being held in 13 military detention facilities in Israel took part in the strike. Prisoners are protesting Israeli policies against them and the harsh living conditions they are going through. Currently, Israel holds nearly 11,000 Palestinian political detainees, among them 400 children. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For regular updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. This week's report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.